And $17 million later, we did not have to spend our federal dollars, the county's federal dollars, Branson's match. We didn't have to spend any of that. And we had the downtown bridges. That kind of planning right there will pay us dividends.
And especially with the T9 Expressway coming in, it dumps right out, you know, on Coon Creek to 76, right at our doorstep. So gotta be thinking. It's not going to make it safer to put more traffic in front of it. It's just not.
Thank you for your dedication to that project. Safety is of the utmost of every project that we've got. And we're going to be good listeners when you come with the results. And do our part to recommend it.
Okay, Mr. Chairman.
Drop it down.
All right. Any other new business?
I have a combination new old, and it comes as a accolade in District 5 in particular, Branson Hills Parkway. That's a high growth area. It's a very visible area. It's a very busy area. Keith knows I've got four or five projects that need to be done in that area that still need attention to. In every meeting, I pretty well talk about those, and I will after the first of the year again, because they're all for good cause. A lot of them are safety issues. But their current asphalting of Branson Hills Parkway has raised the esteem of that whole area. It's a high visibility area to start with, high traffic count with Walmart and Chili's and all the other Home Depot and all that. It sometimes becomes a hazardous area, but the way the crews this year coordinated that, within about 5 days, from Highway 65 all the way to the Recplex, completely asphalted. Look, it's the highest technology. I mean, you look at that, and it's like a different world of way things should be in the future,
yeah.
Infrastructure. So
yeah.
Commend your crews, and I travel that 5 times a day or more. And there was a lot of dodging traffic. You had your roadmen out there flagging, coordination, a lot of lane changes. And then the remarking, I don't even think even the remarking is completed yet. I'm hopeful that they will carry that on up the hill to the top of Branson Hill.
We just run out of dollars,
but
so we had to stop that.
What it means to the community, we are losing stores in those shopping centers and trying to get them back. That all makes a difference. I see we've now got a Kentucky Fried Chicken place going in, mm-hmm. and others. But that area is continuing to develop rapidly. And ACW has a lot of properties for sale up there on the hill that are senior housing. That is bad. They're sold all that senior housing they've got built there. 100 units or whatever it is.
It's crazy.
In 2 years' time.
Yep.
So that area is continuing to grow. All those stoplights and traffic things that we're talking about are going to need attention. But to be commended on the safety and how that was handled. So
appreciate that. I'll let the guys know.
Then one other thing at large, the new website. The city's put out. That's really helpful to the real estate community, which I'm part of. And just knowing what's going on. And you drive down the road, and it's months, it's almost completed before you realize
what's
who's
going
on
there.
First base and who's coming, and
it
makes a difference. So thanks for that also.
I'll let them know. But the pavement we use now, I don't spec anything except the MoDOT. It's called the Super Pave Mix Design. A little more expensive, different oil, different aggregate, but holds up 10 times better than the rest of the pavements we've ever used in the past. But for the past 4 or 5 years, that's all we've ever spec'd is the super pavement.
I hope someone's out there taking photographs of that, because it's a penultimate of what it should look like for the future.
Yeah.
The infrastructure should look like.
All right. Any other new business?
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Have a motion to second adjourn.
When is our next meeting? Before we all skate after?
January.
Yeah. Thank you for the calendar, by the way, Mr. Chairman.
Y'all any farther along?
They're helpful.
Fall Creek Road was rooted.
So it'd be like January 25th, is that the 4th?
Yes, January 25th.
Okay. Jonas, that's Workforce Summit. I think it is.
It is.
Figure that out. Okay.
Everybody have a great holiday.
You too.
Good day. Gobble, gobble.